The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, Shasta County. This is Tom Basanko, Shasta County Sheriff, as a guest host this morning on KCNR Radio 1460 Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda are taking a little time off, and so helping them out off duty today, or part of the day anyway. I'm joined by a couple of my team members, Sergeant Troy Clegg. He works up on Shasta Lake on the Boating Safety Unit, and Lieutenant Mark Lillibridge with our Office of Emergency Services. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir. Thank you for the invite.
Well, how are you doing?
Doing good this morning.
All right. And a busy weekend, I think, we have coming up.
Yes, we do. Memorial weekend. I'm working out on the boating and safety out on the lake, and it's going to be one of our busiest weekends.
Well, Troy, what are you going to be doing up there with the staff, and what are you going to be looking for and everything?
Well, we always have all the houseboats being rented out every year, and we've contacted all the resorts, and they are full. They're all rented out, so we do have our hands full, along with the college students that like to congregate around Slaughterhouse Island.
Speaking of full, I think the lake is like just a foot or so from the top. It's full.
It is. It is 4 feet down right now.
4 feet down now. Mm-hmm. And then everything's rented, and usually Memorial Day weekend is one of the busiest weekends.
It is, absolutely.
What are some of the precautions that people should take if they're going out to the lake this weekend?
Well, with the lake being crowded, you absolutely have to be aware of your surroundings. There's multiple speedboats, personal watercrafts, houseboats, swimmers. It's definitely the most crowded. You have to be careful to your driving. And obviously wearing your personal flotation device is very important.
And then won't we end up with some boating accidents or collisions? Like one of the big things is when people are backing up the houseboats. They're hard to see around. And sometimes swimmers get run over.
Absolutely. You always, when you're backing up a boat, you should have somebody in the back of the boat looking and being your eyes in the back of the boat for looking for swimmers. Even things floating in the water can seize up your motor and cause problems.
Now, is it illegal to, you go up on the lake, you like to have a good time, maybe a hamburger and a couple of beers. Is it illegal to drive while under the influence or drunk driving, so to speak?
Yes, it is.
And can you tell us a little bit about that?
It is. It's a lot as similar to a DUI. We call it BUI, obviously, for boating under the influence. And it is illegal to operate a boat while under the influence of alcohol. Obviously, it impairs your judgment just like it does in a car and causes problems.
Now, does the wave action and the heat, does that add to the problem?
Absolutely. In 1977, the Coast Guard did a study with some individuals without any alcohol on board, and they put the person behind the wheel for 8 hours in the sun, the wind, the noise, and the waves, and they were determined to be impaired, just as someone as like a 0.08 of alcohol without a drop of alcohol in their system.
So just from being exposed to the sun and the rocking of the boat, it's almost the same as being under the influence of alcohol?
Yes, correct.
Wow. Wow. Mark, I think you used to work up on the lake, too?
Yes, sir.
And what's the sheriff's office or what's their area of responsibility for Shasta County as it regards to waterways?
Well, we're responsible for patrolling, enforcing, and educating the boating public on all waterways except for those that are privately owned, private property, private ponds, some of the ski ponds, but we have every waterway that's has public access. Primary lakes that we, watch over are, believe it or not, McLeod Reservoir, Lake Britton, Shasta Lake, obviously, and the Sacramento River.
Oh, okay. Hey, we have some callers. Bob, who do we have?
Well, actually, right now we're going to be breaking away for our Wells Fargo Market Minute. You hear it every Monday through Friday right here on KCNR 1460. This morning, Josh Wiley is going to tell us what's happening out in the financial world. Good morning, Josh.
Well, good morning. Stocks have pulled back this morning, headed into the holiday weekend. Currently, the Dow's down 32 points at 12,497, while the Nasdaq's down 2 at 2,837, and the S&P 500's down 1 at 1,320. Oil's up 17 cents at $90.83 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.83%. Gold's up $10.20 this morning at $1,570, while silver's up 26 pennies at $28.42 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Johnson & Johnson's down 26 cents at $62.84, J.P. Morgan's down 17 cents at $33.79, while Pfizer is up 9 pennies at $22.32. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Well, thank you for the Wells Fargo Minute. We're back here, and we have with us Lieutenant Mark Lillibridge and Sergeant Troy Clegg from the Shasta County Sheriff's Office, Office of Emergency Services, and the Boating Safety Unit. Thanks for joining us today. And we're at KCNR 1460 Radio, and we're going to be coming up on a break. And, Bob, anything else?
Nope, just
all right.
Hey, strap in and hang on.
That sounds familiar. Is that a old theme song, I think, from a movie? I think that sounds like Clint Eastwood with A Fistful of Dollars taking us up to the break.
You're listening to KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor District 3, proven leadership for Shasta County. I grew up here in Shasta County. I've worked at Jones's Fort for over 30 years. I've been the lone conservative voice on Redding City Council, and I've served as Redding's mayor in 2010. One of the most important issues facing eastern Shasta County is the protection of our water rights. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, 2012.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Hi, this is Bob Eubanks in the Newlywed Game, and I really hope to see you at America's Greatest Game Shows.
Ever want to be a contestant on a game show? Head down to Wind River Casino and play our America's Greatest Game Show Swipe to Win for your chance to be a contestant live on stage with Bob Eubanks on Thursday, May 31st.
Here's how you could be part of the excitement.
May 3rd through May 30th, swipe to win, play to win, stay to win, plus play bingo, slots, table games, and poker for yet another chance to win show tickets. At America's Greatest Game Shows, everyone wins, but you have to play at Wind River Casino to be a part of our live audience. Over $20,000 in guaranteed cash and prizes, plus your chance at $100,000. All contestants are picked directly from our live audience. Over 50 winners each show on Thursday, May 31st at 6 p.m. and 9 p.m.
So keep earning those entries and win tickets to America's Greatest Game Shows.
Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. For details on America's Greatest Game Shows, log on to winriver.com. It's better on the river.
In this election, we can vote for more jobs, better public safety, and planning the right way. We can do this by voting yes on Measure A. Measure A will allow a new retail center at Knighton Road and I-5 to go forward. This project has been publicly and thoughtfully planned for years and will bring dramatic safety and traffic improvements to the area. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce supports Measure A because the retail business is still strong in Shasta County, and the project will create 1,600 jobs from managerial to entry level. Let's remember, with unemployment still over 14% in Shasta County, there are thousands of local residents who just want to get back to work. Measure A will also generate new revenue for our sheriff's deputies and local schools. Join the Shasta Deputy Sheriff's Association and the Reading Record Searchlight. Vote yes on Measure A. It's about doing things the right way. Paid for by Shasta Citizens for Jobs. Yes on Measure A. Build Knighton Retail Center. Sponsored and major funding by Hawkins Companies.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
And it's 7:14 on KCNR 1460, taking a quick look at the weather. Off and on showers throughout the area today. Not a whole lot of rain out of this. Windy, though. and that's going to hold on through tonight. Then clearing up a little bit as we head into the weekend. Showers here and there, mostly sunny, a high near 75 right now in Reading, 54 degrees at Free Fire Radio. Back to our guest host, Tom Sheriff, Tom Vosenko.
Thanks, Bob. Well, good morning, Shasta County, and I'm joined with two of my colleagues from the Sheriff's Office, Lieutenant Mark Littlebridge and Sergeant Troy Clegg. We've been talking about Memorial Day weekend and boating safety up on Shasta Lake and our waterways. And this is another weekend where people like to get out and enjoy the great outdoors. And, Mark, unfortunately, sometimes people go out and enjoy it, but they get lost. Can you tell us about our search and rescue operations?
Well, as you know, sir, we are very versed in search and rescue. We have over 200 volunteers that, again, I'll give them a plug as well. They're wonderful people. They're trained. They come out and just give of their own time to go look for people. Sadly, we do have a county that's beautiful that has some recreation. So, again, they're prepared and trained and ready to go when we get the call to respond.
What are some of the teams that the Sheriff's Office has?
Well, we have several teams, 13 teams to be exact, that comprise search and rescue. But we have rescue dirt riders, we have mountain rescue personnel, we have ground pounders, we have the Jeep Patrol, we have air wings both in east and western Shasta County. We have a dive team or a volunteer search and rescue dive team that supports our own dive team.
How do you become a volunteer?
Well, basically, first of all, you've got to kind of find one of those specialties you like. You show up, you attend meetings, monthly meetings, usually two or three. See if it's something that really fits what you're going to do and whether you can really commit to what we're doing. And then you fill out an application, we do a background, and we bring you aboard.
And then, Troy, you're part of the Sheriff's Search and Rescue, what we call the overhead team, I believe.
Correct, yes. We, on an incident, we'll go out and actually run the scene, run the search with our volunteers. And, again, for the plug for the volunteers, they're an invaluable resource. We could purchase GPSs, we could do radios, but we can do nothing without our volunteers, and we really appreciate everything they do.
Well, what are in some of the other instances or incidents where we use our search and rescue volunteers?
One of the biggest things that's coming up, obviously, that's a concern to us is fire season. They're invaluable for blockading of roads, assisting with that, especially in a large area. But primarily, they help us with evacuating people from a danger zone.
Wow. And do we go out of county sometimes and assist others?
Absolutely. We're part of the mutual aid system, both the coroner side, both law enforcement, both search and rescue. We are the coordinator for Region 3, which is the 13 northern counties. But we get called all the time, obviously get it approved by you, and we go and help our neighboring counties.
That's great. And, you know, this is last night you saw a pretty good windstorm with gusts, I think, around 30 miles an hour. And, Troy, you mentioned that a tree went down in your own front yard. And it's warning everybody, be safe this weekend with your barbecues. Watch those embers blowing around that can easily start a fire. Or if you're going to be out and doing yard work, you're out there mowing and you hit a rock, that can cause a fire almost immediately. So if you're going to mow in the morning time and be careful.
And while we're talking about the lake, of course, as you know, Tom, I'm with the Coast Guard Auxiliary here in Reading. My wife is the flotilla commander. I am also public affairs officer for them.
She says she's also the commander at home.
thanks, Tom.
They all are.
But if you're going out on the lake, wind and boats, big interaction. So if you've never been in windy conditions on a boat, it behaves very, very differently than you might think. It does not behave like a car, and that's where a lot of people come to grief when you're trying to dock or do other maneuvers. Don't put things you want to keep attached to you between the boat and the dock or the boat and another boat.
And I think that's important, Bob, and thank you. It also becomes more of a problem on those houseboats because they have so much surface area where the wind pushes them around. Sometimes they become dislodged or pushed right up on the shore, and then I think that's where we get some phone calls to help get them off of shore, or we have to refer them back to the resorts as well.
Absolutely. Not only do we educate and help assist the public with the boating laws, we also assist with the boats that break down and need tows or just need assistance.
Now, Bob, the Coast Guard Auxiliary, you also and your members also go out and do safety inspections
yes,
and education. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Vessel safety checks are offered throughout the year, and we announce those often. We hold them at places like Brandy Creek Marina or up on Shasta Lake for special events. We let the local boating shops know about that. We have good rapport with all of the local marine dealers and boat shops and things like that, promoting safe boating because, you know, our motto is 3 tons, no brakes when you're out there on the water. Also, we conduct safety patrols. We have zero law enforcement responsibility. That's your guys' job. If we see a situation, we will let you know. So we're sort of extension of eyes and ears. But, of course, the Coast Guard is overall responsibility for all navigable waterways of the United States. You folks have the local jurisdiction, and the auxiliary has had a great working relationship with the Sheriff's Office over the years, as well as the Forest Service and the National Park Service, and we're very proud of that ongoing relationship. So, yes, Redding Flotilla 39 will be out there, and it's going to be a busy weekend. But if you want to learn more about being a better boater, yes, we do offer boating safety classes, and I can turn people on to that information here.
Great. Thanks, Bob. Mark, also, how do if somebody wanted to get in touch with you if they were interested in being a search and rescue volunteer, how does that happen?
Well, I'll give you a number. It's 245-6095 or 6059.
That's the 245.
Office. 245-6095 or 6059. That's the Office of Emergency Services. All they got to do is come and call us or come by. We're located at 2425 Breslauer Way, and we'll give them all the information they need and when meetings occur.
Great. And we're coming up on a break, and we're going to come back and talk a little bit about Citizens Volunteer Patrol and how they help us on Shasta Lake and in the county.
And you're listening to KCNR, the home of Free Fire Radio.
This Memorial Day, honor those who have made the ultimate sacrifice for our freedoms. This is Steve Jorgensen. Join us on Monday, May 28th, starting at 5:55 in the afternoon at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery in Igo. The program will focus on the significance, traditions, and history of why we as a nation observe Memorial Day each year. Be a part of this special event to honor our heroes at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery in Igo, Monday, May 28th, beginning at 5:55. Thank you.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with free pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Convention Center. Save on hundreds of new and quality pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. Hundreds of vehicles right to sell. Many of them still with their factory warranty. Bankers on site ready to finance. Incredible trade-in value. This is the car and truck savings event you can't miss. The big Proud Motors Memorial Day sell-a-thon at the Redding Convention Center through Monday.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
And at 7:25, you're listening to Free Fire Radio. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Crown Motors, 555 Cypress Avenue, Reading, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, and Ram dealership, serving Reading and the surrounding areas. Now back to our guest host, Tom Vasenko, the sheriff.
Hey, thanks, Bob. This is a happening place this morning because we got some goodies delivered, some fresh strawberries. And with us is...
Gary Jackson, president of the Happy Valley Community Foundation.
Great. Can you tell us about what's happening out in Happy Valley this weekend?
Well, this is our 71st Strawberry Festival, and every year it gets bigger and better and more people come. It'll be Saturday, the Saturday, of course. It's from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. Pancake breakfast served by the 4-H Club starts at 7 a.m. Strawberries start at 10 and until 4, or until gone, actually, because they're quite popular. We have over 100 arts and crafts booths, continuous entertainment, two stages, a magician, horse rides, classic cars, tractor club, and a sensory safari, which is a real pleasure for a lot of kids. It's a trailer full of a lot of stuffed animals, and they love it. And
actually, wow.
They had over 3,000 people go for that trailer alone.
And it looks like you're having a Miss Happy Valley or Miss Happy Valley Strawberry pageant as well.
Yes, it's a little Miss Happy Valley Strawberry
pageant. Oh, okay. And I think that is actually a pretty big event out in Happy Valley. It takes in the entire campus of the Happy Valley Elementary School, doesn't it?
Yes, and some surrounding parking areas as well. We really... we've grown, and some people like to keep it small, but I think the bigger it is, the better it is. And there's a lot for people to see. It's free. Admission is free. Parking is free. And the strawberries and shortcake and ice cream are big, generous portions.
How much is the big, generous portion of strawberries?
It's $7 this year.
And you just don't get strawberries. I think you get some low-cal ice cream with it.
Yes, low-cal. Just for you.
And it is a great event, and this has been going on for how many years?
Well, it's about 71 years. Sometimes
wow.
It goes back and forth, but it started a long time ago, and I believe it was in the backyard of a supervisor, and it was celebrating spring, and then eventually it was veterans.
Now, about how many pounds of ice cream or strawberries are you expected to serve up?
We have 330 flats of strawberries, 103-gallon buckets of ice cream, and 8,000 shortcakes.
Wow. That's a lot of strawberry shortcakes, and that's primarily all put together by volunteers.
Yes, it is. It's pretty tiring at the end, but it's amazing what we can get done. And we actually start from January planning this thing, and the last couple of months is real crunch time for us.
And what do the proceeds go to?
They go to local organizations, schools, and grants, and for the community, and also some people who help us out, we donate to their organizations.
And then on Sunday, is there a little bit of activity going on out there too?
Sunday we have a car show. This is our first large-scale car show, and it'll be easy for us because everything is left over from Saturday.
Great. Now, there is, I think, about a 20% chance of rain for tomorrow and even tonight. What's going to happen if it rains? And
well,
we hope that it doesn't.
It's not going to rain, but actually we have a rain date of June 4th. Mm-hmm. Last year it rained up to about 10:30 that night, and everybody kept saying, are you going to cancel? And we said no, and sure enough, it rained stopped first thing in the morning and started again at 5:15.
Well, super. I've attended the Strawberry Festival for many years. I plan to be out there tomorrow as well. I wish you all the best for your Happy Valley Strawberry Festival. Make sure you save at least... One strawberry boat for me, and probably some of my other colleagues will be out there as well.
Great. Thank you, and we're looking forward to everybody coming.
Well, great. Thanks a lot. We'll be coming up on a break in about a minute. And, Bob, you told us about, in case somebody had an emergency on the lake and maybe their cell phone's not working, but they have a a marine radio. How do they get in touch with people?
You can pick up these marine radios at West Marine and other stores for about $100 is the basic model. One thing that the Coast Guard does stress is that these are not for use on land. They are only for use aboard a vessel that is underway, so don't be using them out deer hunting. Channel 16 is the emergency frequency for VHF, and if you have a problem, we have a repeater now installed and monitoring system set up on Whiskey Town, and we're working on that with Shasta, so we'll be able to offer ways to where you can't get on a cell, you can definitely get that access as well.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're coming up on a break.
And Fox News is next on KCNR.
From the Fox Business Network, it's a mixed day for the markets on the last trading day of the week. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is down 3 points. With the summer travel season kicking off this Memorial Day weekend, Americans are already seeing more relief at the pump. According to AAA's daily fuel gauge, the national average for a gallon of regular gasoline is now $3.66. Prices have fallen every day since last Wednesday. And it's the year of China. That is what Royal Caribbean's president of the Americas is calling 2012 as his company announces plans to send not one, but two of the cruise line's biggest ships to China. The ships will be Asia's largest cruise liners ever, accommodating more than 3,000 passengers each. The first ship, Royal Caribbean's Voyager of the Seas, is set to arrive in Singapore this weekend en route to Shanghai. And its sister ship, Marina of the Seas, arrives next year. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Sandra Smith.
I'm a salesman, and I'm on my feet all day long, so comfort's really important to me. That's why I tried the Profoot 2-ounce Miracle insoles.
Only the 2-ounce Miracle is made with custom-forming VitaFoam to keep your feet steady and comfortable. The Profoot 2-ounce Miracle insoles conform to the unique shape of your feet, just like custom orthotics. Plus, they cushion and support your feet for amazing comfort.
What a huge difference they make. It's really a miracle.
Try the Profoot 2-ounce Miracle insole. Available at Walmart.
I'm Vaughn Cartwright, and like Glenn Hawes and Linda Hartman and many others in Shasta County, I'm endorsing Brian Daly for the State Assembly. Like me, I'm sure you're fed up with all the politicians and gladhanders in Sacramento who are wasting our money. Brian Daly has the right experience to get the job done. What we need in Sacramento is someone with business sense, not another politician. And that person is Brian Daly.
Paid for by Daly for Assembly 2012.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
You worked hard to get to this point. You eat properly and take care of yourself. There are just a few areas that still are giving you problems. That's where we come in. We can help sculpt those trouble spots. Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis from Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
R&B Sharpening and Sales is the place for all your sharpening needs. When your circular saw blades have seen a long day's work, don't throw them out when all they need is a little freshening up. R&B Sharpening can bring them back to life. Router bits, saw chains, hand saws, scissors, and so much more. R&B also makes custom band saw blades with a lifetime weld guarantee. That's right, a lifetime weld guarantee. At a cost oftentimes less than the box or hardware stores, it's R&B Sharpening and Sales, 365-1479.
ask yourself these two questions. How many vacant buildings do we have now? Do we really need more retail stores in this area? We have only one opportunity to grow. Let's grow wisely. Churn Creek Bottom is fighting a big war on Measure A and Measure B. They need your help. It's no way on Measure A, and it's clear to see it's yes siree on Measure B. The homeowners of Churn Creek Bottom don't have a lot of money to fight this battle, but what they do have is the truth. They're not a big out-of-state company. They're local homeowners fighting to protect and preserve prime farmland in Shasta County, paid for by the Churn Creek Bottom homeowners and friends.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
7:34 on KCNR 1460, and before we get back to our guest host, Sheriff Tom Bosenko, we are going to break away for just a second and get a fitness tip of the week because, you know, I really need to hear this stuff. Amy Dundas was Adamson's Peak Performance. I possibly need some exercise for my mouth as well. Good morning, Amy. What is our fitness tip of the week?
Good morning, Bob. Hey, well, today I want to talk about the inflammation. You know, a lot of Americans suffer from inflammation in their bodies. Well, what causes that is eating too many dietary fats and too many refined sugars or carbohydrates. So jumping on to the fat side really quick, I really want people to focus on the monounsaturated and the polyunsaturated fats. We call them MUFAs and PUFAs. So those ones are your olive oil, your canola oils, your peanut oils, hey, your almonds, your nuts, your seeds, cashews, and your avocados. Your polyunsaturated, that's what you get from your fish. You get those good omega-3s from your fish and some other vegetable oils. Now, you want to try to stay clear of the saturated fats, guys. That's like your whole milk, your red meats, your butters, and your cheeses. And then trans fats, that's when you look on the ingredient label and you see partially hydrogenated oils. Put them back. That's in a lot of baked goods and in a lot of processed stuff. Okay?
So what you're saying, Amy, is if it tastes good, spit it out.
Wait a minute. Avocados taste good. So do nuts and seeds. Basically, guys, we got to get back to fresh fruits and vegetables for our carbohydrates, good healthy fats. Be careful of the sugars, refined things, and the saturated and partially hydrogenated oils or those fats, because that's going to cause more inflammation. What does that mean? More pain in your body and more disease. We don't want that.
All right, Amy, and of course, tell us a little bit about Adamson's real quick before we sign you off here.
You bet. Adamson's Peak Performance, we're at 3266 Bocelli Lane. We specialize in small group personal training and individual personal training. We also do nutritional services with AKA me. We have lots of group classes and small group, as well as women-only classes. Come on down, check us out. We'd love to show you guys around.
All right, thank you very much. Amy Dundas there with Adamson's Peak Performance. Now back to our guest host, Tom Bosenko, the sheriff.
Hey, thank you, Bob. And with us is Lieutenant Mark Littlebridge with the Shasta County Sheriff's Office, Office of Emergency Services, and Sergeant Troy Clegg with the Sheriff's Office Boating Safety Unit. Guys, when we went to break, we were just talking a little bit about getting out and enjoying the great North State, going out hiking, and a person becomes lost, and how search and rescue helps us out and the volunteers. Either one of you, what can you do to help maybe from becoming lost other than carrying a compass? But what are some of the good things that people can do to help us?
Well, most of our searches, what happens if people head out on a one-day hike? They're just going to go out for a few hours and they're going to go on a hike. Well, they end up getting lost, or they just get a little misdirected, and next thing you know, it's dark, and now we're, you know, now they're in need, and then we get called out to look for them. So small preparations, letting people know where you're going, simple things like carrying a bag with a flashlight, matches or some kind of fire source, a flashlight. That's stuff that's going to get you out of trouble as soon as it gets dark. It's very simple.
Maybe
to carry
a coat.
Yes, a little bit of cold weather gear, just something to keep you a little bit warm and keep you into the couple hours of darkness makes a big difference.
Yeah. Any other things like technological uses, maybe a cell phone?
Well, I would definitely say there's several things, but the cell phone, especially making sure that the GPS capability on most cell phones is actually active, so we can track you if you do become lost, make sure it's obviously charged. There are personal locator beacons that you can purchase that you can take with you in case you get lost. There's all kinds of things to do. I just really want to say about the weather this time of year and in the fall, It looks sunny. It's beautiful. Like the sergeant said, you're going to go out for a couple hours, and then that turns into 24 hours, and the weather can change, as we're seeing, drastically and very quickly, and you need to be prepared
Great.
For that.
I think a couple of years ago there was a lost skier up on Mount Shasta, and the GPS function of their phone helped search and rescue volunteers, and I think we were up there, and as well as Siskiyou County, helped locate that person.
Absolutely. It was, believe it or not, they had searched for a day or two before they actually got a signal, and that's how that gentleman was located.
If you do become lost, what's the best thing? Should the people try to continue to find their way, or should they stay put?
They should pretty much stay put. That's what happens. They know they're lost. They continue to walk and get further and further away from the area that we will eventually start out at. So if they can just stop, if they can obviously even build a fire or do something to actually notify, people in the area, or find a geography type structure, a ridge top or a stream, and make sure they stop wandering, turn around, and try to return or just stay put in that area.
And I'm sure it's better to go out in at least pairs or multiples versus alone, and then let people know about the area that you're going to and about what time you're expected back, to where if they start worrying, they can usually report it as soon as possible.
Absolutely, and I would definitely encourage people to go out together, hiking by yourself. All it takes is a very simple turn of the ankle, and you have a problem. So, and do some research on the area where you're going.
Sure. You know, sometimes we get people that get lost right near their residence, whether it be a person with maybe dementia or Alzheimer's, an elderly person, or sometimes young people, children, go away. And what are some of the tips for, like, parents or people, care providers, if somebody wanders away from the house?
Well, again, there's kind of a misnomer that you got to wait this, you know, even for adults. The second you have a problem, you know there's a problem. Now, again, we appreciate people that search and want to self-rescue. That's great. Please do search there. Small children, I mean, if you don't think they could get there, look in there. Look in everything you can. That's especially right around the home, because that's generally where we find children.
And then also, should they call sooner than later? Because sometimes I know we get the call, like, 3 hours into it, and it's just darkness is about 30 minutes away, and they said, well, we've been searching for several hours, and that changes our response and the way we can address the situation.
Yeah, it puts us way behind the eight ball. We would much rather search during daylight. Again, people generally want to take care of their own, and we appreciate that, but again, calling right at nightfall doesn't really help us very much.
Great. Hey, we're coming up on a break. This is KCNR Radio, Free Fire Media. And this is Sheriff Tom Basanko with a couple of his staff members talking about safety and search and rescue.
This is retired Assemblyman Stan Statham. For over 18 years, I fought for the Great North State against many threats, including state money grabs and LA's liberal influence over our legislature. I even authored a measure to separate the North State from Southern California so we could create our own independent state. We need an independent, conservative North State leader to fight for us, and that's why I'm supporting Rick Bassetti for Assembly. Rick will never support higher taxes, and he will bring new jobs to the North State, and most importantly, he stood up already against special interests by authoring sweeping pension reform for the city of Redding. He'll do the same in Sacramento. Join me, along with Assemblyman Jim Nielsen, former State Senator Maurice Johannesson, the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, the National Tax Limitation Committee, and hundreds of local small business owners, and vote Rick Bassetti on June 5th. So much is at risk.
I'm Rick Bassetti, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Bassetti for Assembly 2012.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishment? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. Are you fed up, like I am, with a government that keeps spending and spending with no end in sight? I am fighting to stop the high-speed rail boondoggle that will cost taxpayers $100 billion or more. We can't afford a train to nowhere at a time when rural fire protection is being cut and prison inmates are being released early because the state is out of money. That's just common sense, something that is really lacking, especially in Washington. One of the reasons I decided to run for office is because the government has its priorities all wrong. Instead of saddling future generations with trillions in debt to take over our choices with things like Obamacare, they should be cutting waste and installing our priorities for jobs and our families. With your support, I will go to Washington and bring with me a big dose of North State common sense. This is Doug LaMalfa. Thanks for listening.
Join the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association and the National Tax Limitation Committee in electing Doug LaMalfa on June 5th. Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Oh, Bob, that takes us back. What, that's a theme song from. Isn't that Peter Gunn?
Absolutely.
All right. This is KCNR Radio, 1460 AM, Shasta, Redding, home of Free Fire Media. This is Sheriff Tom Basenko. Bob, what's our weather looking out like?
We are looking pretty darn good for this weekend. Off and on showers today to keep it on the cool side. However, winds are going to be gusting up somewhere in the 20-mile-an-hour range. Showers tapering off tonight and off and on through tomorrow, so just enough to make life interesting. And right now we've got 54 degrees outside. This report, as always, is brought to you by our friends at Anselmo Vineyards on highway off of Inwood Road on the way out to Shingletown on Highway 44. If you've not been out to Anselmo Vineyards, it is an experience not to be missed. Proud sponsors of Free Fire Radio.
Hey, thank you, Bob. And that was tough because you went out just a few minutes before and was writing all the stuff down that you saw outside with the winds and everything, and then came back in and gave us a report. So I guess you're a weather person. You know, this is Tom Basenko, Shasta County Sheriff, and I'm joined with my colleagues, Lieutenant Mark Littlebridge and Sergeant Troy Clegg from the Boating Safety Unit. We've been talking about boating safety. We've been talking about search and rescue. You know, this is a busy weekend, and also on our highways. And so we invite everyone to drive a little more careful. There will be a lot of people on the roadways. Of course, don't drink and drive. And if you choose to drink, drink responsibly. And that also goes when you're out on the lake. Drink responsibly because it is illegal to drive under the influence of a boat, and we don't want to see anybody get hurt or killed. And with that increased wave action in the sun, one or two beers can be a lot more felt and impair you a lot quicker than it would if you're on land. Right, Troy?
Yeah, it's true. along with our education and being out there on the boats, we just want to make sure that everybody has a safe weekend and that everybody makes it home. That's our priority.
You know, is it a requirement that you have enough life vest or personal flotation devices on every vessel?
Correct. For each person on a boat, you have to have some type of PFD, a personal flotation device.
Now, what about kids? Do they have to wear life vest?
Yes, they do. Under the age of 13, they have to be wearing a vest while they're out on the water.
So anytime the boat is underway, they are required to have a life vest on.
Yes, they are.
And it would probably be a good practice to even have the vest on, even when they're in the water just swimming around, because I think some people have just gone out swimming, all of a sudden somebody's disappeared and they've drowned.
It is. We wear them out there on the boating safety unit just because for that unforeseen thing. If you're involved in an accident, you go overboard, you're going to want to be wearing that life jacket. So you'll see all our boating and safety officers are wearing their life jackets.
You know, Mark and Troy, both of you have worked at boating safety, and we also have the Sacramento River. What are some of the hazards and safety tips if you're going to be on the river this weekend?
Well, the Sacramento River is beautiful, but it is classified as technical water. Again, a lot of people, first of all, it starts with personal flotation devices. A lot of people float. They have them with them, or they have ones that don't fit. They're in sometimes crafts. that are purchased like at some of our stores that are not really seaworthy or worthy to go on the river, inner tubes, things like that. You know, they got coolers floating. So again, we have a lot of debris in the river. As the winter changes into summer and spring, brings a lot of debris, and again, people get in trouble when they find themselves in technical water with a craft that is not
worthy. That water's pretty cold, isn't it?
Water's very cold. Sacramento River remains, basically, it's water coming out of the bottom of the lake. It remains very chilly all summer long.
And are the bridges, do those tend to be somewhat of a accident or collision magnet?
They do. Obviously, with the various bridges that we do have, not only are the obstructions right in the middle of the main channel, but then it changes and creates more technical water because that water has to flow around the bridge embankments.
Great. Hey, getting back to Shasta Lake, it's been in the newspaper about the Wintuwinaman tribe, and they're going to have a drill or a practice for their ceremony that's going to be in July called their War Dance. And what can you tell us a little bit about that and what's going on?
Well, they are going to have gathered up in the McLeod Arm, and they plan on doing some like a practice ceremony for their ceremony that they do in June and July. And everything that we've learned, it's going to be a peaceful demonstration, and we don't expect any problems. We're going to patrol the arm of the lake just like we do normally and respond for calls for service. And just like they've stated, it's supposed to be peaceful, and we are hoping that it is exactly that.
Great. And is the now Shasta Lake is under the actual jurisdiction of the United States Forest Service. Are they going to be doing anything as well?
Yeah, we've kind of divided and had a joint effort. They're going to take care of anything that's on the land, and we'll take care of any problems or anything that's seen on the water.
Mm-hmm. Great. And then about how many deputies are going to be on Shasta Lake this weekend patrolling the waterways and looking out for the boating safety of all the users of Shasta Lake?
Yeah, we're going to have 15, which covers the lake pretty well. But on a weekend like this, we can get overwhelmed relatively quickly.
Now, is that 24 hours of coverage?
No, we usually work till about midnight or until calls for service have, you know, depleted where we...
And usually kind of everything settles down by midnight, hopefully, unless we get some big party calls going on out there or something like that.
Yes, hopefully.
And then, hey, we're coming up on a break. This is 1460 Free Fire Radio. I'm Tom Basenko, Shasta County Sheriff, with a couple of my colleagues here talking about Memorial Day weekend and safety. This is Free Fire Media. Miss a little, miss a lot.
In this election, we can vote for more jobs, better public safety, and planning the right way. We can do this by voting yes on Measure A. Measure A will allow a new retail center at Knighton Road and I-5 to go forward. This project has been publicly and thoughtfully planned for years and will bring dramatic safety and traffic improvements to the area. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce supports Measure A because the retail business is still strong in Shasta County, and the project will create 1,600 jobs from managerial to entry level. Let's remember, with unemployment still over 14% in Shasta County, there are thousands of local residents who just want to get back to work. Measure A will also generate new revenue for our sheriff's deputies and local schools. Join the Shasta Deputy Sheriff's Association and the Reading Record Searchlight. Vote yes on Measure A. It's about doing things the right way. Paid for by Shasta Citizens for Jobs. Yes on Measure A. Build Knighton Retail Center. Sponsored and major funding by Hawkins Companies.
It's a big Crown Motors Memorial Day Telethon at the Reading Convention Center. Save on hundreds of new and quality pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. Hundreds of vehicles priced to sell, many of them still with their factory warranty. Bankers on site ready to finance. Incredible trade-in value. This is the car and truck savings event you can't miss. The big Crown Motors Memorial Day Telethon at the Reading Convention Center through Monday.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
Tough times don't have to mean bad times for those who choose to meet the challenges of today's business climate. Every Friday morning on KCNR 1460, we salute the spirit of innovation, discuss new ways of thinking, and celebrate success on Shasta Startup. Join us from 9 to 10 a.m. this Friday to hear how local established businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders are stepping up to get the job done. Brought to you by S.J. Denham Motors Chrysler Jeep. Shasta Startup, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Free Fire Radio, it's a target-rich environment.
This portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by our friends at Crown Motors, 555 Cypress Avenue in Reading. Give them a call, 223-2177. Now, back to the sheriff, Tom Vasenko.
Thanks, Bob. And, wow, we got a little pre-strawberry festival treat here as they brought in some fresh strawberries. And Amy, we are taking your advice. We're having some strawberries. And Bad Bob is having a couple of scoops of saturated fat with the ice cream there. So he's getting a little mixture of healthy and not so healthy. Don't choke
rats
up there, Bob.
Me out, yeah.
run you over with that bus there. Now, hey, we've been enjoying the morning with a couple of my team members, Lieutenant Mark Littlebridge from the Office of Emergency Services and Sergeant Troy Clegg from the Boating Safety Unit. And we've been talking about safety, the Memorial Day weekend, the Strawberry Festival, and a lot going on this weekend. But we want people to be safe. But also, don't forget about what this weekend is, and that's Memorial Day weekend. And it's to recognize the men and women of our armed forces. Mark was that served in our nation's military in the Army. And we have other veterans in our organization. The Chief Rob Paletti, he's part of our National Guard for California. And there's a lot of great men and women out there that have served and are serving in our nation's military. And don't forget about the sacrifices that each one of those men and women have made over the centuries for our country. And there will be a lot of Memorial Day services, both at the IGO Veterans Cemetery out at the Grove. And, Mark, what else can you tell us about this weekend? We got about 3 minutes before the end of the show.
Well, again, I want to remind people this is, Memorial Day weekend. It's the start of the summer. It's, families. It's remembering what this holiday is about. But it's usually a festive occasion. We've also, in our line of work, as you know, we've dealt with tragedy during this weekend. And I just want to really finally say I hope people really go out and enjoy the outdoors, enjoy each other, enjoy your families and friends. Again, respect other people, respect their right for this holiday as well. And again, have a great weekend, but come back on next week safe, and don't make this a tragic weekend that you'll remember for the rest of your life.
Great. Troy, we're going to be kicking off the Memorial Day weekend with the Sheriff's Office at about noon. You're going to be doing a briefing with all of our staff that's going to be working the lake for the first few shifts. And what are you going to be covering there?
Well, we just go over again. We just reiterate that we're out there to educate the public, and we're going to let them know what they can and can't do, because just when you buy a boat, you can go out and drive it on the lake. It doesn't require a license. So we really try to educate them and try to keep them safe so they can come home at the end of the weekend.
Great. I imagine this can be a little chaotic up at the various resorts now with people arriving in a big rush to load up the boat and get on the lake. But slow down a little bit, take the time, watch the wind because it pushes those boats around a lot, and watch when you're underway or backing up for people in the water, because we don't want to see some of those horrendous prop cuts that we all too often see and we investigate on the lake.
Yeah, it's very tragic when someone gets injured, and so we just want to keep everybody safe. That really is our goal.
You know, each one of us, I used to be on the Shasta County Sheriff's Office dive team as well as Mark, and I know you're on it as well, and we hate to get that call to be called out and start searching for a victim of a drowning.
That is the worst-case scenario, and please just be careful. We want to avoid making that call for us to come out on the dive team.
You know, another safety tip, too, especially for the younger crowd, is on the houseboats up in Shasta Lake. They're usually kind of two-story, and a lot of people get up and jump off the roof, and we end up with diving accidents and drownings, and even sometimes they don't dive out far enough and hit the rail, which can cause a fatality.
Yes, just last weekend alone we had four victims or four people that have fallen from the top of the houseboat that required our attention and responded the ambulance to the hospital.
Well, guys, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day and joining us early this morning, sharing some safety tips for our public. This is Sheriff Tom Basanko, guest host for KCNR Radio, 1460 AM Shasta Redding, home of Free Fire Media.
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. It is the Year of the Dragon.
Station Houston, you have a go for capture.
And moments later, the private ship made history at the International Space Station. Fox News Radio's Hank Weinblum details it live.
The space station is Dragon the Dragon. International Space Station crew member Don Pettit used a mechanical arm to reach across 30 feet of space to grab the SpaceX Dragon capture.
Capture is confirmed.
Completing an historic marriage of NASA to a private spacecraft.
Looks like we got us a dragon by the tail.
This whole SpaceX flight is just an expensive test, but NASA needs private companies like SpaceX to bring cargo and eventually crew to the space station now that the space shuttles aren't flying anymore, Dave.
And a charity for troubled kids is in trouble. Founded by Jerry Sandusky, Second Mile has been financially crippled by the scandal involving the ex-Penn State football coach accused of molesting boys, so the charity is seeking court approval to shut down. 33 years to the day after little Eitan Pates disappeared in New York City, his confessed killer faces arraignment.
Now they're gonna know what happened, and they don't have to search anymore.
That's Pedro Hernandez's brother-in-law, but Hernandez may not be ready for court. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley live here in New York.
Pedro Hernandez has been admitted to Bellevue Hospital and reports he is on suicide watch. He was arrested yesterday and was charged after making a videotape confession to the New York City police detailing how he killed 6-year-old Eitan Pates, enticing him with the promise of a soda and strangling him in the basement of a small grocery store.
This way, disclosure to them that they know what happened to him and where. Hopefully, if this gentleman did it, where his body is.
A neighbor in the Soho neighborhood where Pates disappeared and where his parents still live. Dave?
Courtney, it's getaway day for some of you. About 35 million Americans expected to take a trip this Memorial Day weekend, 1% more than last year, according to AAA, when gas prices last year were higher, 14 cents more than they are now. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Well, I'm a salesman, and I'm on my feet all day long. So comfort's really important to me. That's why I tried the Profoot 2-ounce Miracle insoles.
Only the 2-ounce Miracle is made with custom-forming VitaFoam to keep your feet steady and comfortable. The Profoot 2-ounce Miracle insoles conform to the unique shape of your feet, just like custom orthotics. Plus, they cushion and support your feet for amazing comfort.
What a huge difference they make. It's really a miracle.
Try the Profoot 2-ounce Miracle insole. Available at Walmart.
Hi, this is Dave Lennox. Before rising temperatures take their toll on your budget, call Service Experts Heating and Air Conditioning about a Dave Lennox Signature Collection home comfort system. Estimates are always free. Call 866-EXPERTS or visit serviceexperts.com to repair or replace your heating and cooling system with a new energy-efficient Lennox system.
Visit serviceexperts.com/license for complete state and local license information.
The U.S. is putting pressure on Pakistan to set free Dr. Shaquille Afridi, jailed for 33 years for treason for helping the U.S. track down Osama bin Laden.
That has frankly outraged all of us.
Republican Senator John McCain. As for the doctor,
his family are currently in hiding and his support group won't speak publicly for fear of retributions by these strong anti-American lobby groups here. Meanwhile, the Pakistan authorities have continued to rebuff U.S. protests over his sentencing. One senior official told me today there's been an overreaction by the U.S. to the case. They need to take a step back, take a deep breath. But there are voices of support here. One of the founders of Pakistan's constitution says that Afridi should never have been tried by a tribal court, and if he had faced a federal court, he would have been found not guilty. In Islamabad, Dominic DiNatale, Fox News Radio.
For the second time, a federal judge in California has struck down a law limiting benefits to spouses in gay marriages. This ruling takes aim at a law limiting tax benefits for state employees in California. Judges have also said the 1996 Defense of Marriage Act is unconstitutional, denying federal benefits, and that is now being appealed. Can aliens take over the box office?
If we can't protect the Earth, damn sure we'll avenge it.
A big sequel is out today challenging the Avengers.
Our mission is to monitor extraterrestrial activity on Earth.
In Men in Black 3, Agent J travels back in time to stop an alien from assassinating his friend, Agent K, and changing history. Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones are back with the addition of Josh Brolin.
Okay. How do you know my name?
Chernobyl Diaries is about tourists who pick the wrong destination and discover they're not alone.
They're following us.
They're hunting us.
Moonrise Kingdom is a comedy about a pair of young lovers who flee their New England town.
Does it concern you that your daughter has just run away from home?
That's a loaded question.
Alongside the child actors, Bruce Willis and Bill Murray also star.
That's Fox's Sabrina Sabah. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning. This is KCNR Radio, 1460 AM, Shasta, Redding. This is Sheriff Tom Basanko as a guest host today. This is the home of Free Fire Radio, and I'm joined for the second half of the show with my undersheriff, Sheila Ashman. Welcome, Sheila.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. And don't forget, if we got anybody that wants to call in, Bob will give you the number here shortly. And we also have the chat room going, so if you folks on the chat room have any questions for myself or the undersheriff, let us know. We're here to answer those and serve you. So, Sheila, what is an undersheriff?
Well, my job is basically to keep a hands-on approach with the sheriff's office, keep in constant contact with command staff, and make sure the operations of the sheriff's office continue day-to-day, deal with all the daily incidences and personnel issues that we have. Also, I assist our chief financial officer, Chief Fiscal Officer Mike Lindsay, with the budget. I'm basically the watchdog for the sheriff's office as far as operations, budget, hires, fires, personnel issues, whatever. I'm the behind-the-scenes person for you.
So you stay pretty busy kind of answering all the command staff questions, whether it be lieutenants, captains, maybe taking some phone calls, and then getting with me what we're doing.
Absolutely. And what I try to do, and I think we both do very well, is communicate quite a bit. Basically, I'll run the day-to-day operations and keep you apprised of what's going on. Final decisions and whatnot are obviously yours, which is appropriate. And it's a great relationship, I think, and it functions very well.
Great. Hey, we have some callers who just couldn't stay away today and had to call in. Bob, who's on the phone?
I'll let them self-introduce.
Okay. Carl and Linda, couldn't stay away.
This is the Sheriff Tom Show.
It is. We're having a great time here.
Well, good. You always fill that seat very well, and we're just finishing up some Marine Corps business, and we are going to be back before you know it.
We're going to be back Monday, and we're going to have Bruce Ross. And Mark Beecham will be on the show Monday. And
Memorial Day.
On Memorial Day, we're going to be there.
Great.
I'm sorry. And what I should have said is Sam Onestad's going to be on Monday, not Bruce. And
so it sounds like you're going to have a full show with Bruce Ross, Mark Beecham, and Sam Onestad, who's running for a congressional district.
I think it's, Yeah, it's gonna be Sam Onestad. I got my days mixed up because I've been just laying in the sand all week. So it'll be Sam Onestad, and we're gonna have a whole week of candidates coming in for Monday through Friday.
Oh, so that's right, because we're on kind of the last push for the elections coming up, and you've had a number of candidates on your show over the last month or so.
Yep, we tried to get every one of them.
And let's not forget all the Memorial Day events that are going to take place in the North State. One of which we will be at is the Veteran of Foreign Wars that does a special event at the Anderson Cemetery on Monday. We'll be at that one.
And
I make a bunch of the others.
Yeah, and we'll
too.
Be at IGO too. So
yep,
it's gonna be a great day.
We just
wanted to thank you. Sheriff, for taking the show today.
I'm enjoying it very much. And in regards to those veteran memorial services, I think there's one on the true Memorial Day, which is Wednesday, I believe, at the Grove near the Civic Auditorium.
Oh.
We have memorial events also in Bernie at the cemetery, in Round Mountain at the cemetery, as you said, in Anderson. We're also looking at the IGO Ono Cemetery as well, and there's a lot of others in where we can pay our respects to the men and women that made sacrifices for our nation over the decades.
You got it.
And
sure.
Carl, thank
anyway,
you for your service to the Marines as well.
Well, we're down here surrounded by like 35,000 of them, so we feel pretty good.
Great. So you're not driving on the road talking to the sheriff, are you, on your cell phone?
No.
No, we're out here looking.
We'll never tell.
Hey, thanks a lot, Sheriff, and
right.
Have a safe weekend, and we'll see you Monday.
All right. Well, you take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty, and Sheriff, before we turn you loose once again, we're going to check in real quick here with our Wells Fargo advisors. We have Josh Wiley on the line. He's going to let us know what's happening in the financial markets. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, good morning. Well, stocks have pulled back this morning headed into the holiday weekend. Some of our most actively traded stocks, McDonald's is up 18 cents at $91.68, Microsoft's up 3 cents at $29.10, and GE's up 11 cents at $19.36. Currently, the Dow is down 11 points at 12,518, while the Nasdaq's down 2 at 2,837, and the S&P 500 is up 2 at 1,322. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
And thank you very much. The Wells Fargo Market Minute every Monday through Friday, 7, 10, 8, 10, 9.05, right here on Free Fire Radio.
Thank you, Bob. This is KCNR, 1460 AM. I'm Tom Basanko, your guest host, Shasta County Sheriff. And joining me is my undersheriff. You know that, Bob, that whistling tune sounds familiar. I think it's from a movie. What movie, what theme song is it?
We'll let people think about that over the break. How about that?
Okay.
You're listening to KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
I'm Vaughn Cartwright, and like Glenn Hawes and Linda Hartman and many others in Shasta County, I'm endorsing Brian Daly for the State Assembly. Like me, I'm sure you're fed up with all the politicians and glad-handers in Sacramento who are wasting our money. Brian Daly has the right experience to get the job done. What we need in Sacramento is someone with business sense, not another politician. And that person is Brian Daly.
Paid for by Daly for Assembly, 2012.
Through Monday, it's a big Crown Motors Memorial Day at the Reading Convention Center. Save on hundreds of new and quality pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. Hundreds of vehicles priced to sell. Many of them still with their factory warranty. Bankers on site ready to finance. Incredible trade-in value. This is the car and truck savings event you can't miss. The big Proud Motors Memorial Day sell-a-thon at the Reading Convention Center through Monday.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
You worked hard to get to this point. You eat properly and take care of yourself. There are just a few areas that still are giving you problems. That's where we come in. We can help sculpt those trouble spots. Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
Here's another satisfied customer of Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is John Lundberg with Circle N Heating and Air Conditioning. You're a faithful Cars customer, aren't you?
We've been bringing all of our vehicles, actually, personal and business, to Cars since 1993.
And how did you happen to first come to Cars?
I met Barb's at Northern Business Associates, so I had been using a different repair shop in town and decided to give them a try. Was dealt with very honestly, so I've been taking my vehicles there ever since.
How many vehicles do you bring?
About 7 vehicles. Cars all the way down to trucks.
Do you ever refer to any of your family or friends to Cars?
I have lots of customers who are good, and when they need car repair, I always refer them to Cars.
And have you ever used our new concierge service?
Very convenient.
Thanks so much for taking our call today, John. We'll see you again soon at Cars.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Join the conversation in our chat room. KCNR1460.com.
And this portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by our good friends at R&B Sharpening and Anderson. They are great folks down there, proud sponsors of Free Fire Radio. If it's got an edge, you can get it sharpened down at R&B Sharpening. Call them from anywhere at 888-262-5886. And a quick look at the weather here before we toss it back over to the sheriff. Partly cloudy skies today, 50% chance of showers depending on where you're at. Got some winds up to about 18 miles an hour, 20% chance of showers tonight. And off and on rain as we head into the weekend, but it should be an excellent holiday weekend. And this report is always brought to you by our friends at Anselmo Vineyards. At 8:15, it is 56 degrees, and we throw it back to Sheriff Tom Basenko on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Media. I'm Tom Basenko. Shasta County Sheriff is the guest host for Carl and Linda as they're down at a Marine event in Camp Pendleton in Southern California. I'm joined by my undersheriff, Sheila Ashman. And, Bob, we have a caller on line one. I think it's Janet.
Okay, go ahead, Janet.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. Tom, I was in a social setting the other evening, and a person very proudly made the statement that she'd heard, actually, we'd had 600 people released from all over the state here to Shasta County because of realignment. I said, you know, the ones that are released originated here. Can you give a one-minute discourse on who goes, who stays, how they come here?
Great question, Janet. We could almost have an entire show on AB 109. But the number is wrong. To date, we've had about 30, 40 people return to Shasta County per month. We've been into it for 7 months, so roughly about 300 people have returned from Shasta County, and those are people who Shasta County has sent to prison. One of the misnomers is they're getting out early. They're not getting out early. They're getting out at their, what would have been their normal release date for parole. And instead of being on parole, it's called post-release community supervision, PRCS. Think of it as county parole, because then those people are under the supervision of the probation department. And these are people that have been convicted of crimes called three nons, nonviolent, non-serious, and non-serious sex offenses. That does not mean crimes like rape. That is a violent crime, and those people still remain in prison and are on active state supervision. Any other questions?
No, but thanks so much. I think there's just a lot of misinformation, and maybe you can arrange to do a program because
we can.
Hear at the board meetings. I knew it was wrong, but.
We try and get that information out. Wes Foreman, the chief probation officer, has been doing some community talks. I have. We want to get more information out there so it's accurate. But
Don't be lulled into that this is not a huge issue, because it is having an impact on our community with these people coming back.
Absolutely.
Thanks. Great. Thank you, Janet. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, bye.
Hey, we have the phone lines are open. We have the chat room open, and we're returning back to Undersheriff Sheila Ashman. And for the movie trivia buffs out there, I didn't hear anybody call in or on the chat room. That was a theme song from the Clint Eastwood movie, Fistful of Dollars. And unfortunately,
not to correct a law enforcement officer, that one was a few dollars more.
Oh, a few dollars more. Of course, that was even a better segue, because here in Shasta County and throughout the state, we do not have a few dollars more. We have a tough budget. We can't spend dollars we don't have. And my right-hand person, Undersheriff Sheila Ashman, can you tell us about our budget impacts? How's it looking this year?
Well, it's certainly looking better than it did in 2009, when we took quite a hit because of the economy, Prop 172s and whatnot. We've been presented this next fiscal year, 2012-13, with what we call a status quo budget, which really isn't status quo, because we do have continual increases in our salaries and benefits to our employees. So, best case scenario, I think we'll have a status quo budget for 12-13, no layoffs, but, you know, it changes every day, and we very much depend on revenues from the state. As we all know, Governor Brown has an initiative that he's going to put on the ballot in November, and that directly affects the counties, whether or not that passes. No pressure to the public, of course, but if that initiative doesn't pass, there'll be huge impacts fiscally to not only law enforcement, but the education system throughout the state of California.
Yeah, they're called trigger cuts. And I was just in Sacramento, and we the sheriffs, met with the governor and legislative leaders, and it's a big problem down there. Some legislative leaders don't want to make the cuts. Others want to make cuts, but it ends up being at loggerheads down there. And, of course, some legislators want to have spending continued. Here in Shasta County, our Board of Supervisors and our County Administrative Officer or Executive Officer Larry Lees have made some very good decisions, have been frugal and not spending money we don't have, or overspending the budget like some counties had. And even this year, there are a number of counties and police departments that are still facing layoffs that's impacting public safety.
Absolutely. And, you know, and we've taken that stance as well, we being the sheriff's office, for quite a few years now, the don't spend money that you don't have. And, in fact, we're even a little more prudent than that in trying not to spend near the money that we have available to us. And we've actually been given kudos by the CAO's office in our frugality of what we do with our funds.
Yeah, we don't end up spending the entire budget, so that means money kind of left over, and it's called fund balance carryover, and that carries over to the next budget year to help out the budget to where you don't need to get as much as those general funds coming in.
Right, and that's a very fine balance, and that's something that I work on with our fiscal officer. Is we want to provide the best public safety service that we can, and that is our goal. But we also try not to spend money on things that we don't necessarily need, but we have to provide the service to the community, and we do the best we can, even shorthanded at times.
Great. Thank you, Sheila. Hey, we're coming up on a break, and we'll join you as soon as we get done with some announcements.
Hi, I'm Jeff Hess with Hawkins Companies, a family-owned business for over 35 years. Part of our goal when coming into a community is to add economic development. In addition, we try to identify community problems and provide solutions. For instance, Sheriff Pasinko and a number of Redding police officers have indicated the need for additional jail space. Our retail developments, such as Sportsman's Warehouse, will earmark thousands of dollars for public safety. We appreciate all of your support.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway. and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding two more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Kent's Meats and Grocery, home of locally grown natural choice beef from Prather Ranch, quality fresh produce, seafood, grocery, liquor, beverage specials, and fresh homemade deli items from Kathy's Deli. At Kent's, they cure and smoke their own ham, bacon, and regular smoked or teriyaki style beef jerky. New at Kent's Meats, an all new line of natural choice Prather Ranch beef, including lean, tender New York style pastrami, jerky, and a large selection of snack sticks. Plus, Lotto Seco organic local pork, including chops, roast, sausage, bacon, and bone-in hams, cured and smoked right here at Kent's. From Kathy's Deli case, choose from deli sandwiches, salads, and side dishes, all made fresh daily. How about a fresh take-and-bake pizza or party tray? Kent's is your small-town grocery store with friendly staff, organic and farm-fresh produce, USDA choice meats, spirits, and libations, gas, diesel, and propane, fuel for you and your vehicle all in one stop. And don't forget the all-day Friday barbecue featuring tri-tip, ribs, and chicken, and all the fixings for a quick, easy meal on the go. Kent's Meats and Grocery and Kathy's Deli, locally owned, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week, 1 mile south of the Redding Airport on Airport Road next to Winter Gardens.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, running for Supervisor, District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I am committed to actively protecting our renewable resources, mining, agriculture, logging, and ranching. It's time the county starts working for the people, not against. It's time for a change. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor, District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor, District 3, 2012.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
And Free Fire Radio at 8:25 on a Friday morning. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Tobacco and Brew inside with Espresso Joe's inside. You'll find them at 2143 Hilltop Drive. That is a very proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio. Tobacco and Brew, go down there and see Joe and Shelley. They are very big sponsor, or very big friends of the veterans community, especially on this very special weekend. And now we toss it back to our very special guest host, Sheriff Tom Basenko.
Thank you, Bob. I think Carl is standing at attention when he was hearing the halls of Montezuma right now, and probably any other Marine that's listening. Joining me today is Undersheriff Sheila Ashman. We've been talking about the budget and everything. And so we had the theme song earlier from, what was it, Fistful of Dollars, Bob? Or A Few Dollars More.
That was the second in the trilogy.
And so we're talking about our budget. And you did refer to we having a fund balance carryover, trying to save money. But while our services have been cut back a little bit and limited, we cannot do the job that we're doing without the hard work of the men and women throughout the sheriff's office, whether it be on patrol, out on our streets, on the lake, in the jail, and in the, sometimes what may not be seen is in our records unit serving there, and it's 24/7. And so a big thanks goes out to the men and women of the sheriff's office and all the law enforcement for the job that they do every day, 365 days a year.
Absolutely. You know, law enforcement as a profession, whether or not it's the actual deputies on patrol or the correctional officers in the jail, support staff, it's a love. It's not a job. It's a career. It's a life. And most of us don't do this job for the money at all. We do it because we just love it. It's in our blood. So I too, thank our whole sheriff's office, support staff. We couldn't function without support staff. Deputies will tell you that. Correctional officers will tell you that. Everyone is an intricate part of how we make things happen, and I truly appreciate them as well.
You know, part of that support staff is our dispatchers up at Shascom, and they dispatch fire, medical,
Redding Police, Anderson Police, and, of course, Shasta County Sheriff's Office. And they are essentially the ones that, on the good side, tell us where to go.
Absolutely. And sometimes on the bad.
Yeah, sometimes too, yes.
No, our dispatchers at Shascom are phenomenal. They, I don't know how somebody can deal with a crisis over the phone as well as they do, and then be able to have the wits about them to direct multiple resources into a critical incident and keep a cool head. It takes a special personality.
You know, speaking of crisis, you know, just a few weeks ago, there was a tragic murder in Cottonwood. Any updates on what is going on down in Cottonwood?
You know,
you can share.
The investigation is continuing, and that's about all I can safely say. We don't want to divulge a whole lot. We can't. It would compromise the investigation. So the investigation is going well. It's moving forward. It is not stagnant. So that's about the best I can say right now.
And the main thing, there is no increased danger to the citizens that live down there or maybe enjoying businesses down there, anything like that?
There is not.
Great.
There is not. We're confident in that.
And I know the detectives have been working very, very hard. I checked in with them yesterday a couple of times, and they're putting this case together and making a whole bunch of phone calls and follow-up investigations. And they're doing everything they can to get this case resolved quickly due to the tragic death of Ms. Duenas, and trying to bring closure to this for the family, and essentially justice for the victim, because the men and women of the sheriff's office or law enforcement and the district attorney's office, when that case gets to court, they're essentially speaking for the victim who can no longer be in court and speak. You know, and then we're going to be coming up in just a few seconds with some advertisements and from our great sponsors. And we'll be continuing on the conversation with Undersheriff Sheila Ashman, and we'll talk a little bit more about budget and other challenges facing the sheriff's office, maybe a little bit about our personal side and fun side as we're coming up to a fun song that's leading us into the break, Bob.
And Fox News is next.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. The man who told New York police that he strangled 6-year-old Eitan Pates to death in 1979 is in a New York City hospital.
Pedro Hernandez is reportedly on suicide watch at Bellevue Hospital. He is scheduled to be arraigned here at Manhattan Criminal Court sometime today. He could be arraigned at the hospital if necessary. This is a guy who supposedly years ago had confessed to family members that he had done a bad thing, in his words, and killed a child in New York.
Fox's Rick Leventhal in New York. Hernandez is expected to be charged with second-degree murder. It happened above Earth this morning.
Capture is confirmed.
NASA confirming and celebrating the hookup of the SpaceX cargo capsule with the International Space Station. The first time a commercial craft has gone up there. The unmanned vehicle is carrying a payload of supplies to restock the space station. Fox News. We report. You decide.
This is retired Assemblyman Stan Statham. For over 18 years, I fought for the Great North State against many threats, including state money grabs and L.A.'s liberal influence over our legislature. I even authored a measure to separate the North State from Southern California so we could create our own independent state. We need an independent, conservative North State leader to fight for us, and that's why I'm supporting Rick Bassetti for Assembly. Rick will never support higher taxes, and he will bring new jobs to the North State, and most importantly, he stood up already against special interests by authoring sweeping pension reform for the city of Redding. He'll do the same in Sacramento. Join me, along with Assemblyman Jim Nielsen, former State Senator Maurice Johannesson, the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, the National Tax Limitation Committee, and hundreds of local small business owners, and vote Rick Bassetti on June 5th. So much is at risk.
I'm Rick Bassetti, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Bassetti for Assembly 2012.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Brew Monday, it's a big Crown Motors Memorial Day Celathon at the Redding Convention Center. Save on hundreds of new and quality pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. Hundreds of vehicles priced to sell, many of them still with their factory warranty. Bankers on site ready to finance. Incredible trade-in value. This is the car and truck savings event you can't miss. The big Crown Motors Memorial Day Celathon at the Redding Convention Center through Monday.
Hi, I'm Bob Moore from Moore's Flour Mill, and I'd like to clear up some confusion. Measure B has nothing to do with the proposed shopping mall on Knighton Road. Measure B is an extreme measure that would dictate what hundreds of private property owners can or cannot do with their land. Measure B is supposed to protect farming, but if it passes, I won't be able to expand my organic farm in Cherry Creek Bottom or allow the public to buy fresh milled grain products at the farm. So please, vote no on Measure B. It's got absolutely nothing to do with the shopping mall.
Paid for by Moore's Flour Mill.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
And this portion of Free Fire Radio at 8:35, brought to you by our good friends down at Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. Go down there and see the great folks at Cypress Square Barbershop. Get a great haircut and meet some excellent folks. Cypress Square Barbershop is a proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio. And now, back to our very proud sheriff host, Tom Bosenko.
Hey, thanks, Bob. And this is KCNR Radio 1460. And joining me today is my right-hand person, Undersheriff Sheila Ashman. Thanks for coming in this morning, Sheila.
You're welcome. Good morning.
Hey, we were talking a little bit, as Bob was talking about haircuts or cuts, talking about the budget sometimes. And that's a pretty big challenge of keeping it up, because you said it can change daily as we get impacted with news from from Sacramento.
It does change daily, and it, I say it flippantly, but it's true. When I talk to staff about budget, today this is what's happening, but more than likely tomorrow it will be different. So I try not to give a whole lot of information or make any promises or say anything that is absolute truth, because it does change and it's out of our control.
And sometimes that can cause a little bit of anxiety or even kind of panic within the organization of, oh my gosh, am I going to have a job? Or are we going to get laid off? And we're actually doing okay in comparison to a lot of other counties or cities. Even today, you know, we hear about layoffs, potential layoffs in the Sacramento area and throughout the state and other cuts.
Absolutely. And I give great credit, like you did earlier, to the Board of Supervisors, the CAO, for being frugal and conservative with the budget, because we did take a big hit in 2009, and we're trying to recover from that. And we are, slowly but surely. But true, we are not making any layoffs that I know of today. But again, today is today, and tomorrow could be different.
You know, I think it kind of reinforces the need for for the economy as it's recovering, for jobs in Shasta County. And, of course, the biggest thing that drives the county budget is not only impacts or funding from Sacramento, but is revenue coming in to Shasta County.
Absolutely. You know, we're all driven by the economy, and the economy is driven by the consumer. So we do depend on what consumers do, and I think the economy will recover, but it'll be a slow process, and we'll just have to ride it out and do the best we can until it does get better.
What do you find as being some of the biggest challenges for you as undersheriff?
I would think the biggest challenge for me is that breaking myself away from what I call true law enforcement. I'm born and raised in the department. I was hired as a deputy, worked in the jail, patrol, major crimes, civil unit. And as the undersheriff, my job is more administrative and oversight, overview, than it is true police work. And I truly miss that. That's a challenge for me.
It's kind of, you can take the cop off the street, but you really can't take the street out of the cop.
Absolutely not. You can't. Like I said, we're born into this profession. I truly believe it's part of us. It isn't something we can turn on and off.
And I know that you routinely listen to the radio traffic in your office with a radio that's in there. We've gone on calls together, the previous undersheriff. The other day I was copied a call on the radio. It was a shooting call out in Palisadro, so I was rolling to that. So you still end up doing the job, but between meetings, budget, and administrative stuff, we are kind of pulled away from that.
We are, but, you know, I think it's very important that we as administration within the sheriff's office truly be a part of the team and assist our staff out on patrol in critical incidences because we are so short-staffed.
Right.
Even if you and I as the sheriff and undersheriff can be part of a perimeter or whatever it is that a staff will allow us to do, it's all part of the teamwork.
Yeah, and I have you to keep me in check. Sometimes I'm going out on the thing, and so you're like, hey, don't be out right in the front lines. You're supposed to be back at the command post, Sheriff, because I tend to be a hands-on person.
Absolutely. I'm the buffer.
Yes, yes.
Or I try to be.
Hey, we got Fred on line one. And Bob, he wants to talk a little bit or has a question about the new jail. Go ahead, Fred.
Yes, good morning.
Hi, Fred.
I was curious about they're wanting to be a new jail. It seems like we don't have enough people to staff the one we have. And I was wondering, is still one whole floor of the one we have still not being used for inmates?
Good question, and we'll address that. We do have a floor that was closed. That was due to some budget cuts we talked about a few years ago. Mm-hmm. And due to funding that we're receiving from AB 109, we're in the process of opening that back up. Now, I wish that the floor is all ready to go. We did some maintenance on there over the last couple of years. And I wish that we could just snap our fingers and open it up, but we can't. It takes about 3-4 months to hire people. One month or two is lost just in the testing procedure. And then when we get candidates, and we had quite a few candidates that we screened, and then we do the testing, and then the background and the training. And the training takes about 3 months. The background takes about 3 months, which we have some very high standards. So we got some people hired on. We've had some challenges due to we take a couple of steps forward and we end up sliding back a step or so because some people may end up quitting. They may end up not passing probation or find out it's not their cup of tea. We've had some retirements. And so those are some big challenges.
Well, but wouldn't that save the county a whole lot of money than building something, a whole new place that's even bigger that you wouldn't be able to staff?
Well, we will be able to staff it. The big challenge is we do need the space. We've had capacity releases since 1993, and last year, excuse me, we've had capacity releases, and that's due to a court order of 3,600 people. And that's a big concern for the community, but we don't want to become overcrowded and have lawsuits or violate the court order. So even if we built a brand new jail today and opened it, the day that it opens, if we get through this in 2018, we would still be over 100 beds short because that is what we're booking more and more. And AB 109 is going to worsen that problem. And so we have to be prepared and look to the future. This current jail is about 30 years old. And it's been full, and there's almost 40 jails throughout California that are full and doing these same capacity releases. So this is nothing unique to Shasta County.
Well, what do they plan to do with the old one then?
We would still be using it because that would be additional bed space that we would need. So by 2030, I believe, we would be a lot older, and we would be about 400 beds short if everything was continuing. Part of AB 109 is trying to work on programs and services to reduce recidivism or repeating crime. The big concern for the county, we got a $33 million award for the jail, but the big part is where do we find the revenue, the money, to staff it, which it's estimated to be at about $6.1 million annually, and that's money we don't have right now. I'm working on some cost reductions and some staffing reductions to try and get us there. It's going to be challenging, but it still doesn't change the need for a jail. I want to thank you for calling in and appreciate your questions. And we're coming up on a break. This is KCNR Radio, 1460 AM, Free Fire Media.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. Are you fed up, like I am, with a government that keeps spending and spending with no end in sight? I am fighting to stop the high-speed rail boondoggle that will cost taxpayers $100 billion or more. We can't afford a train to nowhere at a time when rural fire protection is being cut and prison inmates are being released early because the state is out of money. That's just common sense. Something is really lacking, especially in Washington. One of the reasons I decided to run for office is because the government has its priorities all wrong. Instead of saddling future generations with trillions in debt to take over our choices with things like Obamacare, they should be cutting waste and installing our priorities for jobs and our families. With your support, I will go to Washington and bring with me a big dose of North State common sense. This is Doug LaMalfa. Thanks for listening.
Join the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association and the National Tax Limitation Committee in electing Doug LaMalfa on June 5th. Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank flashlight and radio, four blankets, two tube tents, first aid kits, food for two people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
It's Drake and Bill.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Bill.
Don't you just love sunbathing in the park?
Yeah, Drake. It's so relaxing just soaking up the sun. Better be careful, though. Don't want your bill to get sunburned.
Hey, Bill. You see what I'm seeing?
Oh.
That lady's dog is about to... Oh, no. Not there. Oh.
Ew. Why did you make me look at that?
Oh. No, it's cool. She's prepared. She brought a bag to clean it up. Check it out. Turn the bag inside out. Scoop. All gone. Like it never happened.
Oh, she's smart. Probably knows that if that stuff gets into the storm drains, it's going to pollute rivers and streams.
Ugh. Dogs are disgusting.
What Drake and Bill are trying to say is not everyone understands that our storm drains can flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Public Works Stormwater Program.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, the largest walk-in humidor in the area, and Espresso Joe's with all your favorite coffee drinks. They're proud sponsors of Free Fire Radio, Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Now, back to Sheriff Tom Basenko.
Thank you, Bob. And with joining me is my undersheriff, Sheila Ashman. And, Bob, we have Brian on line two.
Yeah, Brian.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, Brian. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, I just want to, you know, even Memorial Day, I want to thank all the vets out there for all they've done and keeping our country safe. But we also need to remember you guys, the Sheriff's Department, the Police Department. We want to thank you for keeping our county safe and our city safe, because you guys put yourselves on the front line just as much as they do. And we really appreciate it. And I know you guys are going through some hard times right now, and you know, and we're going to help step up to the plate because that's what we do as a community.
Great. Thank you so much, Brian. And we do appreciate it for the men and women of law enforcement, whether you wear a blue uniform or a tan and green. And don't forget our firefighters out there, whether it be in the cities or in Cal Fire. They also provide a very important service towards public safety as well.
I agree. And thank you again, sir. I got to tell you, I'm very pleased to have you as our sheriff. You're a really good guy, and you've done a lot for our community, and you're a blessing, man.
Well, thank you so much. I do appreciate that. And that was an unsolicited compliment, so if everybody's thinking about that. But thank you so much, Brian. I appreciate it.
Sheriff, during the break, we had a caller call in, and he just wanted me to pass along. Why don't you go out to Millville Plains and build a tent city just like Sheriff Joe?
I have heard that for a long, long time, and I really wish that we could in California. However, we're a very litigious state, meaning there people are too happy. And we have a lot of rules and regulations, newsflash. And so we can't just do the rules and regulations to construct jails. I can bet your bottom dollar that somewhere in California, if we could do it, there'd be a sheriff doing it. I'd love to do it, but we can't. And similar to what they do in Arizona, we don't have pink underwear at the Shasta County Jail. We have orange underwear. I know that's a little bit of TMI, but we don't serve coffee there. They have limited TV, so they don't get HBO and a whole bunch of channels there. So it's very, very, very similar. And being locked up 24 hours a day generally is not a pleasant experience. And that's what we're trying to overcome with some of the services and programs to reduce recidivism and maybe reduce the need for future jails and for prisons, because it is very expensive to keep somebody in jail or in prison. It's about $50,000 a year to keep somebody locked up in prison, and about $100,000 for people on death row, and roughly about $36,000 a year for somebody in jail. It's roughly $100 a day. So joining me is my undersheriff, Sheila Ashman. And Sheila, we were talking about budget cuts. We've talked about the fine work the men and women of the sheriff's office are doing every day and in law enforcement, our dispatchers. On a personal side, what do you do for fun?
Well, I have two teenagers, so my life is basically revolving around those two. So I don't have much of a life outside of shuttling them to and fro, although one just started driving. But we spend a lot of time traveling.
I noticed a couple more gray hairs.
Yeah, I was checking.
As soon as you said started driving.
Yeah, it's been an experience, I'll tell you that. But we spend a lot of time traveling in the RV, camping. We ride motorcycles, quads. Although with the job that I'm in now and my husband as well, we find that we don't have quite the time to travel like we used to. But, you know, we look forward to retirement for that purpose, and that's about it.
Don't be retiring anytime soon. I love working with you.
Oh, thank you. No, I have a few years to go, and hopefully you don't get tired of me and tell me to move on, and I'll be here for quite a while.
In fact, you were saying you like to ride quads, and I think on occasion you take a trip out of state and enjoy the sand dunes.
We do. That's an annual trip that we've done long before even our kids were born. So it's something that we do every summer. We spend 2 weeks out of state and spend a lot of time on the sand with quads. It's a lot of fun.
Now, you essentially grew up in the organization, very similar to me. I started out as a deputy sheriff here in 1979. And then did you end up going back to school or doing anything too?
You know, I consider myself a continuous learner. I love school. If I could afford it, I would be in school still. And yes, I did. I started with the sheriff's office. I had almost an AA degree. I decided that wasn't enough, and I went back after I started with the sheriff's office in the 90s and got my AA degree. I have since gone back and got my bachelor's degree in business management and human resources. And if I could, I would go back and get my master's degree, but I'm a little constrained on time with the kids and with work. Not to mention the cost of getting a master's degree these days. So I'm happy with my bachelor's degree right now, but I continue on with learning. I went through Leadership Reading. I loved it.
Great program.
Great program. I'm on the steering committee right now, and I'm a continual learner. Just love it.
Great. I imagine your human resource management and business degree now helps you a lot in your capacity as undersheriff.
Absolutely. You know, there's a misnomer that law enforcement people should go back and get a bachelor's degree in criminology or whatever. But I have found that if you decide to promote, a business degree is much more applicable.
Great. Thank you so much. We're coming up on a break. KNCR Radio, 1460 AM.
And a proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio is, of course, our good friends over at Shasta Gas Propane, 3251 East Street, down in Anderson. Give them a call at 547-3943. Excellent service from our friends at Shasta Gas Propane.
In this election, we can vote for more jobs, better public safety, and planning the right way. We can do this by voting yes on Measure A. Measure A will allow a new retail center at Knighton Road and I-5 to go forward. This project has been publicly and thoughtfully planned for years and will bring dramatic safety and traffic improvements to the area. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce supports Measure A because the retail business is still strong in Shasta County, and the project will create 1,600 jobs from managerial to entry level. Let's remember, with unemployment still over 14% in Shasta County, there are thousands of local residents who just want to get back to work. Measure A will also generate new revenue for our sheriff's deputies and local schools. Join the Shasta Deputy Sheriff's Association and the Reading Record Searchlight. Vote yes on Measure A. It's about doing things the right way. Paid for by Shasta Citizens for Jobs. Yes on Measure A. Build Knighton Retail Center. Sponsored and major funding by Hawkins Companies.
Slot tournaments are fun. Give it a try and play in our weekly slot tournaments here at Wind River Casino. The simple slot tournament strategy is to play fast, stay focused, and have fun. Tournaments are Wednesdays at noon and Fridays at 6 p.m. Every third Wednesday, $250 cash is added to the prize pool. Every third Friday, $500 cash is added to the prize pool. Plus, $5 free slot play for all and prize drawings. Walk away a winner. For details, call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Make every fourth Friday of the month a fantastic Friday at Wind River Casino and play in our $10,000 guaranteed cash slot tournament at 6 p.m. Entry fee is only $50, plus $5 free slot play for all. First through 10th win cash. First place guarantees $5,000 cash. 11th through 20th win $100 free slot play. Mark your calendar for the $10,000 fantastic Friday slot tournament every fourth Friday. For details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
It's the big Crown Motors Memorial Day Sell-a-thon at the Reading Convention Center. Save on hundreds of new and quality pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. Hundreds of vehicles priced to sell, many of them still with their factory warranty. Bankers on site ready to finance. Incredible trade-in value. This is the car and truck savings event you can't miss. The big Crown Motors Memorial Day Sell-a-thon at the Reading Convention Center through Monday.
Tough times don't have to mean bad times for those who choose to meet the challenges of today's business climate. Every Friday morning on KCNR 1460, we salute the spirit of innovation, discuss new ways of thinking, and celebrate success on Shasta Startup. Join us from 9 to 10 a.m. this Friday to hear how local established businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders are stepping up to get the job done. Brought to you by S.J. Denham Motors Chrysler Jeep. Shasta Startup, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
And this portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Reading Harley-Davidson, 1268 Twin View Boulevard in Reading, 241-7117. Great folks, David and Robin Wright. They are proud sponsors of Free Fire Radio. Experience the ride, live the dream. Once more, back to Sheriff Tom Bosenko.
Thank you, Bob. And joining me has been my undersheriff, Sheila Ashman. We want, as we wind it up, we want to encourage everybody to have a safe weekend. Drink responsibly. If you're going to be driving, don't drink. If you're going to be out on the lake, again, drink responsibly. Be safe. You can be arrested for driving under the influence on a boat. And we don't want to see anybody get hurt or drowned on the lake or in a traffic collision mishap. So just be careful. There's a lot of increased traffic on the highways, and our lakes and rivers are very, very busy this weekend. And don't forget about the weekend. It's about our veterans who have made the sacrifices for our great nation, those that have served and those that are currently serving our great nation. And there's a number of memorial events throughout the weekend and into next week in honor of Memorial Day. Again, joining me is my undersheriff, Sheila Ashman. We talked about you having some fun and getting back to school. And anything you'd like to add on what you do or some of the challenges or maybe some of the parts that really give you those headaches other than the sheriff sometimes?
Yeah, okay, we want to talk about that. You know, I really don't have anything bad to say about what I do for a living. I love my job. I love the sheriff's office. I bleed tan and green, always have, always will. I'm very proud of our organization. I'm very proud of every single person that works for the sheriff. I think we present a very positive professional message for the sheriff, and we'll continue to do that. And I plan to be a driving force for that message. And thank you very much, everyone that works for the sheriff's office, Reading Police, all law enforcement and fire, our veterans. Please have a safe weekend. As much as we say it, we know there are going to be incidences. But please drink responsibly, enjoy the weekend, and show patience, especially on the lake with all the people that are up there. Just be patient and try to enjoy the time that you have off.
Great. You're exactly right, Sheila. And I think you usually don't like to bring a lot of attention to this, but I also think that you're a record setter within the sheriff's office because you were the first woman who was promoted to lieutenant, captain, and in 160 years of the sheriff's office, the first woman who became undersheriff.
Really?
Yes. So you're a history maker.
Yeah, and you're right. I don't like to focus on that. I believe truly that I am where I am today because of merit and because of how I work, and my work ethic has nothing to do with whether or not I'm a male or female. I do appreciate you, Sheriff. I think we have a great working relationship, and I hope to continue on for a few more years.
Well, thank you so much. I enjoy working with you as well. You know, as we wrap it up Monday, Carl and Linda are going to be back hosting the show, and I've enjoyed my guest host here as well. On Monday, Sam Anastad, who's running for the congressional district for that's going to be vacated by our Congressman Wally Herger, and Mike DeQuisto are going to be on the show talking about their candidacy for the congressional district. And, of course, we'll hear some more from our great sponsors here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 Shasta Redding, home of Free Fire Media. Thanks so much. Be safe this weekend, and enjoy the great North State.
And Shasta Startup is next on KCNR.